Proclamation number 8621 of 20th of September, 1963. Diversity of apostasy from God. My plan of return is based on deepest love and wisdom, and whether you are also not always able to recognize it. But what is not comprehensible to you sometimes causes you to doubt my love and justice. And then you ask questions which I can only answer again by giving you information about the difference of the apostasy from me. For the beings had certainly all become sinful through their conscious opposition, through the defense of my love power and their arrogance towards my love. And yet there were differences in the kind of rebellion, according to the degree of defense on the part of Lucifer, which he possessed at the creation of the beings. And the more his strength diminished, which certainly flowed to him undiminished from me, but which he no longer accepted in his arrogance because he no longer believed he needed it in view of the large host of beings which had emerged from him. But exactly as his resistance against me increased, so also his power decreased, and he still used his existing power for the emergence of new beings, but which had more and more his will in them, which was opposed to me. So they were accordingly of that kind and still also had to be regarded as divine creatures because it was my power out of which they had emerged. And they, too, were able to recognize me as God and Creator. They, too, could have freely decided in favor of me. Because I would not have allowed Lucifer to force a being to resist me. Every being was free and able to recognize me and remain with me. Yet the beings all reacted differently to my love flowing towards them. Some of those beings remained loyal to me again, they acknowledged me and remained in the sphere of my emanation of love. And again also of the first created beings many turned away from me and followed him, who originally stood in highest light and whose will was also not weakened through influence of my opponent. And so also the attitude of all fallen beings towards me as their God and Creator was completely different. The rejection of my love power alone already made the being sinful, but the resistance against me increased to deepest hatred. Countless beings took on the same nature to which Lucifer himself had changed. These spirits fell into endless depths and therefore need a far longer way until their final return. Usually one period of development is not enough for these beings, they go through several periods of development. Therefore there are also men on earth who already have many such periods of development behind them, who now can certainly also get rid of their last outer form through Jesus' work of redemption. But as also again the possibility exists that they do not reach perfection on earth and have to cover the course again in the creations of earth. And as unjust as this may seem to you men, you cannot assess the magnitude of your guilt, for you must always bear in mind that the light of realization was inherent in all beings, that they fully consciously threw themselves up against me, but that they can also, when they walk across earth as a human being, think that they are subordinate to a higher power, and they can hand themselves over to this power, and then they will already have acknowledged me again, and after their death they can be accepted into the kingdom of the beyond where they still have the opportunity to ascend. When you men believe to discover injustice towards my creatures, then always consider that even the hardest lot still does not outweigh by far the great guilt of the former resistance against me. and know that also this sin of apostasy from me has taken place in many degrees or gradations. That you can never measure the greatness of this sin, and that mostly one walk through earth creation is not enough. Consider that you yourselves could already have covered this course several times, and had to go through creation again and again, until you reach that degree of development, that you now can complete yourselves when you are of the will to finally become free out of form. But again, there is also the possibility that primitive men are inwardly of good mind and good will, that they in no way rebel against the power which has created them, that they believe in a power over them, no matter how they imagine this power, and that they cover the earth life in fulfillment of the tasks which are given to them in their surroundings. Then they will be trained further in the kingdom on the other side and can also come again to the light. They will then also recognize the greatness of their former guilt. They will find to Jesus and now be busy in the kingdom on the other side and want to help again those who know them in the same situation. Just as they once resisted me despite brightest realization they can, after an infinitely long process of development, also hand themselves over to me without deeper realization, because a tiny spark of love is planted in every human heart which can be effective from within, and the human being radiates love to his surroundings, irrespective of his faith. And if he is still of a spirit completely opposed to me, he will, like many other, more highly developed people, have to start walking again, across the earth, through creation, but one day even this original spirit will reach its aim and also realize that its former opposition to me could not be atoned for in any other way, and that at last one day the redemption through Jesus Christ also had to be accepted by it, be it on earth or in the kingdom of the beyond. One day he will be free of his guilt and freely confess me and be happy again, as he was in the beginning. Amen.